Okay, Rabbi, a couple of things. Bez Hashem, this week we'll have Shir regular Tuesday, Bez Hashem, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then already Sunday is already Erev Rosh Hashanah. So there's no Shir Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, Tzom Gedalia, we'll come back. Officially, there's no college this, but we'll have Shir. We won't do brachas because officially there's Wednesday, Thursday, and the following Monday, this officially is closed. But, you know, we'll be here, so you should be here, and we'll do some other sugya someplace else for those 3 days. I'll come to Yom also, and then already that Tuesday's Erev Yom Kippur. And then we'll resume, but I don't want to continue brachas after Rosh Hashanah if officially it's not a time that people have to be here. So I don't want people to miss out. I want to dedicate this year. There was a elderly lady from the Broyes community who was Nefteris yesterday, who I had a relationship with. Her name is Mrs. Trudy Breuer, a woman in her 90s. She was in charge of the women's Kever Kadisha for Breuers, and she was a very holy lady. I used to go to her when I needed a bracha for somebody. That's who I went to. And Rabbi Teichner, who was a Talmud Chacham who lived in the home also, he always used to tell me, you should go to Mrs. Breuer for brachas. And I went to visit her yesterday, and then soon after that she was in the Nefteris. And the Levaya was today. So we should keep in mind her memory, Mrs. Breuer, from the Breuer's community. Even though she was a Breuer that was not related to the Breuer's name of the community. But her name was Breuer also. She was a very, big tzaddikus. And we should realize the Emuna Pshuta. We come to Rosh Hashanah, with time of Emuna, Malchus, and we should realize the Emuna you see from these people, elderly people, they just have Emuna Pshuta, Hashem, no fancy things, it's Emuna Pshuta, and that's the ultimate tzidkus. Okay, so the past couple of days we've been doing the halacha of what is Tzeis HaKochavim. So one correction I have to make in this packet, so if you didn't get to it, we'll get to it, but on page 19 I bracketed Simen Lamed on page 19, and I really was supposed to bracket Simen Lamed Aleph. So luckily it's on the page here. And I bracketed Simen Lamed by mistake. It's Simen Lamed Aleph. So when you prepare, that's the one you'll prepare. And this is the tshuva of Rav Yosef Schneituch, which most of us probably never heard of. But now that you have the page open to 19, this is the makor for Rabbi Harari. Our good friend Rabbi Harari, he keeps absolute darkness Motzai Shabbos. So like it means the halacha is you need Gimel Kochavim. That's it. Three. Not 33. Three Kochavim is Lila. Gimel Kochavim Beinim. Gimel Kochavim Beinim. So Rabbi Harari, based on Rabbi Leich Shlita, they keep absolute darkness. So how much is absolute darkness? It's all the Kochavim Beinim come out by then, because it doesn't get any darker. So obviously that can't be the halakha, because all you need is three kochavim. Gimel kochavim and beinim. You don't even need three kochavim tzadikim to be present. So where does this come from? So this tshuva is the source. Shaila's tshuva is Rivam Schneituch. Just to take a look for a second, the end of Simen Lamed Aleph. Because there's a whole discussion about are we baki in the kochavim or not baki, what's a kochav katan. So he writes at the end of the tshuva, last three lines, okay, tzarech lahamtin b'motzei Shabbos, ad sheyu hashamayim molei kol hakochavim. hamazirim uvze yotzim l'chol hadeis. So he says, because we're mistaken. Is this a koch of kochton? Is it a maimini? I think I know the difference between a. But the whole sky is filled with stars. So that's probably absolute darkness. And then obviously there's no sofek anymore. But it's not that that's what you need. You only need three kochavim. But since a lack of bikiyas, you go out and you see the stars, if the sky is full of stars, so then yotei kol the suffering. And that is the source, this tshuva, at Simin Lamed Aleph. Again, I bracketed Lamed, it's supposed to be Lamed Aleph on page 19, is the source, the written source. So if somebody asks you, where does Rav Harari get it, where does Rav Leif get it from? So it's this tshuva. And then that would be how many hours would that be?
Yeah.
So from 99 to 127, that's the bracket. Okay. So that's the Shita. But you see that that's the Makor. Somebody asks you, what's the Makor? I say, doesn't make any sense. That's why I told Rabbi Harari originally. I said, what are you waiting after the Nodim? You only need three kochavim. Not 33, not 333. Three! So this is the Makor, because since the lack of the Bekiyas of the kochavim, of what's kochavim Beinonim, so that Shita emerged. So that's, you can see that. So when you want to see the whole thing inside, please look in Simin Lamed Aleph on page 19. Oh. Now, we mentioned last week that the Ikar Din you need three kochavim beinonim, average size kochavim. But the Rabbeinu Yonah said, since we're not bucky, what's beinonim, so we do katanim, right? Three kochavim katanim, and then the Yerushalmi, according to one of the Gersas in the Yerushalmi, says you should wait to have three kochavim katanim ritzufim. It shouldn't be just three kochavim, like kochav here, there, in one cluster. In one cluster. The Yerushalmi, the way different your source in the Yerushalmi is nirakachad. The way some explain it, it's like a segel. Like a segel. Two and about, three dots. Two and one. A segel. If you see like that, that's, so what is that about? So the Magen Avraham says, that's for Tosefta Shabbos. So it's three kochavim, Beinonim and Katanim and Abaki, that's Ikar HaDin. And then we saw the Alter Rebbe says, based on the Yerushalmi and the Magen Avraham, that you should have what? Three kochavim ritzufim for Tosefta Shabbos. But the Dogo Mervava says no, that all you need is three kochavim, and you see three kochavim, and then you wait a little bit longer, you did your Tosefta Shabbos. The three kochavim ritzufim is just that if you have three kochavim ritzufim, you could be assured that you already have Tosefta Shabbos, but not that you have to keep more than that. So Nafkamina is like this: if you come out and you see three kochavim in the sky, one here, one there, then there. So according to the Alter Rebbe, you have to wait till it's Ritzufim, and then you can do Malacha, because that's a shear in Tosefta Shabbos. You have to wait till it's Ritzufim. According to Dov Levava, no. Once you see three kochavim and they're not Ritzufim, and you wait a little bit more, and they're still not Ritzufim, that's good enough. The concept of Ritzufim means that if you have Ritzufim, then you could do Malacha right away. Then you know you waited enough. So the Nafkamina is, if you don't have Ritzufim, do you have to wait till Ritzufim? That's the Alter Rebbe. Well, no, you don't have to wait till Ritzufim. You just wait a little bit, and then, but if you have Ritzufim, then you don't have to wait at all, because then you know you already reached the time. That was last. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishon, in the Poskim, what's the shear for Tosefta Shabbos? How long is, what's the Chiyuv? What's the Chiyuv? And what's the, and then we have to discuss how long could you stretch Shabbos on Motzai Shabbos? In other words, at what point do we say that, Shabbos just has to end? it can't go anymore. It's just an exercise in futility to keep it going. Right? When is it a mitzvah? And when is it no longer a mitzvah anymore? It's just tam, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's not.
Tuesday?
Oh, so Tuesday, in other words, so I always used to think that Tuesdays also is not, because Tuesday is just for the mitzvah of Havdol. The mitzvah of Havdol, we have to get this straight, and then we have to see more. But Parshat Pshat is that Tuesday is just the mitzvah of Havdol. Tuesday is the mitzvah of Havdol. But that doesn't mean that Shabbos could go till Tuesday. Parshat says Shabbos can't go till Tuesday. Right. Oh, 1 second. So Shabbos Pasha can't go till Tuesday.
No.
The mitzvah of Havdalah can. How do I know that the mitzvah of Havdalah and ending Shabbos are not connected? How do I know that? You know how I know that? Because you can make Havdalah from Plat Mincha on Shabbos day. Say you have your Shachat Kap, and you need to go right after Shabbos. You want to do the mitzvah of Havdalah. So obviously you can't light the fire. No fire in the dark. But you take a cup of wine and you make a quarter of bread off, and I'm not going to be close to cold and only close to the main room. On Shabbos day, you put.
No.
If you do malacha, you chayv skila. Okay? If you do malacha after Havdalah and it's not shkia yet, you chayv skila. The holidays. So, but what's the idea? Let me just explain to you. The idea of Havdalah is that you have to formally greet, escort Shabbos out. So normally we do it when Shabbos is over. So that's our formal declaration that we're escorting Shabbos out. Just like what's Kiddush? Kiddush is you're formally
inauguration.
Yeah, you're escorting it in. That's why, you know, there's a halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch that people don't always keep. You know what the halacha is? Two words. What's the word? Yikadesh miyah. Meaning, as soon as you come home, you make dinner. So, you know, we have Baruch Hashem a lot of Shabbos guests. And we have a minute to go around the table, everyone should introduce themselves, so we know everyone, but only after dinner. Right, Yonatan? Only after dinner. Once you come in, yikadesh miyah. And what's the idea? So, based on the Alter Rebbe, Shabbos is disrespectful. Shabbos is a happy guest, and you're keeping your guests in the way you are. You're not even coming to greet the guests yet. And that's not respectful. So that's what you kind of should be out. That's what the Alter Rebbe explains.
It's a very interesting halacha. That normally, if you want to drink water, obviously not in Yom Kippur or Titus, but if you want to drink water before you do a mitzvah, no big deal. To drink water. Right? But before Kiddush, we pass to like who? The Tshuvas HaRashva, that you're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush. Rama says yes, but the Tshuvas HaRashva says no. So we pass to like the Tshuvas HaRashva. So why can't I drink water? Water is not covered in oil. The answer is, because if you drink water, then it's lacking in what? You can't actually ask. And you have to see a lot of times people come home, and they go to the living room, they start schmoozing, and then they ultimately make their way to the dining room, you know. But then, no, schmoozing should start after a month. Then you start to schmooze. Also, I have a whole thing in my sefer. I wrote a sefer in the public. This has bothered me for years, that's why I wrote this thing. About what's this business that we do to Shalom Aleichem and to Eish Chayil and Chassidim, they do a whole bunch more things, right? And a whole page is there in the mirror. Well, yeah, all these things that they have there to take it some time. But isn't that against the concept of Yikadosh Miyah? So I have a whole piece in my paper to try to be Yashay's Linus Olam, because in fact they were saying Shalom Aleichem,
that should be a problem. According to
the Alter Rebbe,
you're not
staying and So that
I have a whole thing also, it's always bothered me as well, that on the night of Simchas Torah, right?
You're not
carrying the Kaddish Miyah. You're not carrying the Kaddish Miyah. That people have all the hakafas, and then they finally go home at 11 o'clock.
Somebody Kaddish and Shul.
You know how I began thinking about this? I'll tell you. I used to take my Talmidim away for Simchas Torah when I was saying, actually, so once it was middle of coffee at night. And coffee at night, you know, people were sweating out. Yeah, one of the guys came over to me and said, Rebbe, can I have some water? So I said, probably not, because we didn't make any change. And then I said to myself, that's ridiculous. The whole reason that Alter Rebbe says you can't have the water is because you're not going to do me Kaddish Miyad. And here, what? We're waiting 3 hours, we're not doing the Kaddish Miyad anyway. So therefore, the next year, I decided that, right after Marid, we're going to make Kiddush.
And you have to be
supposed
to do that. So, the Shasta says from the Rav, you can't do it, you can only do that in the day, but I think Rabbi Bari told me you can do it at night also. So have a cake. And then we'll have a meal later.
Correct. Why is it a problem with Kaddish Miyad?
And this way, if you get thirsty during the Hakafas, you already have made Kiddush, and then you can have soda and everything.
If a Hakafas is made Marid, then it's the Kaddish Miyad afterwards.
You
say that Karlovak is...
Karlovak is a historian.
I'm not saying you say
not Kalva. Not Kalva. No, I'll tell you. First, I have to tell you something. My theory, that the hakafas, we do today is a new thing. Hakafas used to be, Anashem Hashi, Anashem, you won't go around long. All is a 10-minute thing. This idea, all very nice, but this is a new yeshiva thing, which I'm not so criticizing, but it's a new zach, and all these new things have to be. That's why Chaim Berlin, they do an interesting thing. Chaim Berlin, after Marib, they go home and eat the meal. They come back to our conference. Yeah, Chaim Berlin. Minhag Chaim Berlin. They do that, and then they go on. In the heyday, I used to go in the heyday. Remember Rav Putner? Sue Sharon was like 3 a.m. You know, that was the nicest part of the Hakafas of Chaim Berlin. Sue Sharon, Chester, Putner. So this way they eat the suda. So that's good. We're violating Kaddish Miyad all the time. So I don't think it's part of. Saying it's part of Marav, but I think it's part of Marav would just be to say Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Hatzlikana 7 times, 7, and not what we do today of each Hakafa takes place an hour or whatever.
So take it one step further and it is like
Marav, then you start cleaning it. Whatever. Yeah, the feel is over. I won't go that far, but I just feel this was a new innovation, this idea. I think you should have one zemer. One zemer for each hakafa. And then people should go home at normal times, in the day, at night and in the day. But I'm not going to win this one. So if you're not going to win, you can't beat them, join them.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Oh. Yeah.
What's the functionality of Shalom
Ruchon? Okay, so that's part of it. That's what Ruby was saying. And I ain't my safer in that. But that wouldn't work for the Hakafas.
Oh,
right. But I don't think, my impression is, Harari, that
I was never there by the Vilna Gaon on Friday night, but I would assume he just made Kiddush. I don't know, or if he said the other things, it probably took 2 minutes.
Well, you saw the man during the Suda.
Because he said him during the Suda.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with saying that.
Yeah. Again, I'm not here to change. Don't think. Get the pack there. Yeah.
What if it's in the winter and he was over at 5:15 and he's saying, I'm not going to last all
yet? I'll tell you a story.
What about that?
I have a friend who's a Rav in a shul. And he had problems getting people to come to the shul Friday night. So he asked me, Shaila, but after shul, Friday night, they can have like a little kiddush in shul. Like some cholins and some of that, to get people to come. So I told them they could do that. And that's what, like, based on Rabbi Body says, that on Friday night you can also have Kiddush Mamakam Sud on the zone or something like that. Yeah, even without Moses. So they did that. Yeah, they're going
to
come home and have the Suda, but at least this was an impetus to get people to come to Shul. Yeah, Friday. Yeah, the Rahul series. Oh, okay. So now we're going to start. I mean, we're 2 days early shiur, so we're almost over. But
so what is
that? Is the reason for the halacha of not drinking is waiting?
Oh, so Shabbos morning—that's the question. What about Shabbos morning? So Shabbos morning, you know, the shita's harayvid is you can already eat before kiddush. That's why Rav Shechter says from Rav Soloveitchik that really you should only rely on the mezonos thing Shabbos morning, where anyway there's the shita's harayvid that you could eat before kiddush. So it's like a sveika. Maybe because the Vilna Gaon says you need hamotzi. So even if you hold not done like the Vilna Gaon, but maybe the rive is right that you're allowed to eat before, but you don't have the Rav Soloveitchik said you don't have the sveika at night. But Rav Abadi didn't work with that, with the sveika. He just worked that. Right.
So,
what
this
song
makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm saying, Rav was just saying, you could, the only reason why the Shulchan Aruch was Matir Mazonas. Right, so you have to see how is the Alter Rebbe going to explain Shabbos Day. The Shabbos Day is an added more kal. You're right, it doesn't fit in with Shabbos Day as well. But. Right, it's not like technically it's fixed. Okay. The Gemara says here, and so we have to look at the Gemara in Beitza Dav Lamed. Page 1. So what did we see today? We saw that Shneituk's Shuvah about the Saints Kol HaKachovim, and I told you about the Alter Rebbe's why you can't have water. So Amalei Rava, Ravin Rabbi Tanan, Ein Metapchin in Sapkin Veberakten. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. You're not allowed to clap hands and dance. So the Gemara says, but people are doing that. The law read in Lahul below me. And we're not stopping them. If you're at the end of the Mavoy, right? So right by the Lechi there. You shouldn't go too close because you might come to go outside the Arab, so to speak. Because maybe the chayfetz is going to go outside the Erev. And you're going to come to carry. But these women, they're carrying their buckets. The buckets are vases near the lechi. And we don't say anything.
Ela hanach lehem liyisrael mutov sheyishogiv al yumazidin. So Gemara says he sowed that sometimes we say that we let them do it because they're not going to listen anyway. So if they do it, they're only and we don't tell them they're just will yishogig. If we tell them and they don't listen, they'll be amazed. So sometimes it's better to keep quiet. Mutov sheyishogiv al yumazidin. So that's why the people are dancing and they're really not following the halacha, but they're not going to listen anyway, so might as well keep quiet. So the verse says, "Hani mili b'drabbanim." You only say that by an issa drabbanim. Ava b'daraisa lo. But by daraisas, you know, if you see somebody's lighting a match on Shabbos and they don't know halacha Shabbos, you know, so we don't say, oh, don't tell them. That's a deraisa. A deraisa, you have to tell. On a drabbanon, they don't know. How do you mean by drabbanon? On a deraisa lo. The Gemara says, no, the lohi. Loshna by deraisa, loshna by drabbanon. Lo mina lo velo midi. He says, no, maybe even by a deraisa you shouldn't say anything. Because at least they're doing the deraisa what? B'shoigeh. And what's his raya? Tatosef is Yom Kippurim, Daraisahu. Right, the halacha is, and Bez Hashem, on the Monday before Yom Kippur, I'm supposed to give a shiur later in the afternoon about Yom Kippur, so I'm going to speak about Tosef is Yom Kippur. So he says, Tosef is Yom Kippur is the halacha that you have to add on to Yom Kippur. You can't just start Yom Kippur at Shkia, you have to add on. And that's a din Daraisa. Yet, V'achli v'shosu atcha hashecha. And people are eating till the buzzer, till Shkia. And we don't protest. So you see that mutav sheyishogim al yumazidin, even by what? Even by a deraisa. Okay, so let's see Tosis. That Tosef is Yom Kippurim Doraisehi, V'ochel V'shosu Hashem Hashecha. Mashmer D'yeshir L'Tosef is Yom Kippurim. Let me ask you a question. The people were eating the Suda Mapsa Mamish to the buzzer? It can't be. Because you can't do it Mamish to the buzzer. You have Charlotte Thompson, right? So obviously, even these people ended a little bit early, right? And yet, what? They still were not fulfilling Tosefus Yom Kippur, even though they stopped before Shkia. So it must be that there's a shear, and they weren't keeping that shear. In other words, two seconds is not good enough. In other words, even though they made sure to stop before the buzzer, because if you don't, you might be eating on Yom Kippur, so they stopped before, but they didn't. They have to do a little bit earlier. And there's a shear. What's the shear? So Tosa says, there's a shear. Yeh shear with Tosef Yom Kippur. I mean, it's just, v'hafsik mi mod yom, davadai lo yochli mamish al chashecha. Because, and look in the footnote, in the side here. She'enem yichol lo tzamtzim. No one can mamish eat to the very, you know, because you'll make a mistake. So why are you telling me that? So they did stop early. So why aren't they fulfilling the mitzvah of Tosefus? The answer is that just because you stop early, that's not good enough because Tosefus has a shear. So what's the shear? It's a shear, and they're not doing that shear. Like Rav Shecht is very into the shear being a half an hour. Some Rishonim will say like that, half an hour. Not everyone holds from that shear of half an hour, but that's one of the shikas, half an hour. So every Shabbos. So that would mean a half an hour before you would have to stop doing malacha, you would have to stop eating an Erev Yom Kippur if you hold from that shear. And the women were stopping before, but they weren't fulfilling the shear. Now Tosis, what's the shear? The parish of Hatosis Lohuvra Hashir.
So he says it's not clear what the shear is, but there must be some shear, and that's the critique we're having on the women. They're not keeping the shear. One second. So you have to do something mibod yom. You can't just say I'm going to do it till the very end. You have to do something. But Tosa says we're not sure. What the shear is. Lohuver hashir. It's not clear. So you got to make sure that you do something somewhat significant. Not just, a mashir. Make a mistake, right.
Yeah, so anything more than that, shear.
Yeah, so Rabbi Teleki, Shlita, says that it's a good shot. And maybe, in other words, if you're going to do it to the buzzer, but you're doing it a little step before, so you soon fall over, so that's, he's saying, that's not good enough. So as long as you're making sure you're doing it something significant that's not to the buzzer, so he says that perhaps could be the shear.
It could be less than 5 minutes.
Right. Right. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue and see what is the shear, and then we have to know what's the shear not only on the beginning of Shabbos, but what's the shear Tosefis on the end of Shabbos. And then eventually we'll get to the question of how much shear, how much could you add to Shabbos, like Friday morning, could I Mekabel Shabbos Friday morning, and can I go till Sunday morning? You know, some people go to Sunday morning. Not most people. Most people I know are anxious to, end the Shabbos. Yeah, they're ready, if you're a rabbi of a shul, you got to know, people, if you speak too long, you have to tell the students, then you might lose your contract. Rav Mansel said at the Leviathan today, Mrs. Breuer, she said, her father was a tailor, something like that. And every Friday, when he would go home for Shabbos, he would take his thing home. Why? Not to show you what he was for some Shabbos. He was afraid that maybe, if he's keeping Shabbos, that he won't have his job back on Monday morning. He was afraid they would he would be fired, and then to be his. So every Friday, that's what the master said over about the story of the farm. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue.